Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring a discussion on 9 years of Udaan scheme, India's soaring aviation sector. The participants are Dr. Subhash Goel, Chairman, Aviation and Tourism Committee, Indian Chamber of Commerce, and Anubha Rohatgi, Anchor.
Launched on October 21, 2016, the Regional Connectivity Scheme, Ude Desh Ka Aam Nagrik, or as it is commonly known, the Udaan Scheme, has completed 9 years. Dr. Subhash Goel, Chairman, Aviation and Tourism Committee, Indian Chamber of Commerce, now joins me in Akashvani's Spotlight program to discuss the significance of the scheme and how it has made air travel affordable for the common citizen. Dr. Goel, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Goel, before we start this discussion, I want to share with the listeners that the Udaan scheme was born out of a dream that Prime Minister Narendra Modi had, making the air travel affordable for common man. He shared this dream once again. Let's listen to what he had to say.
2014 mein jab desh ne mujhe avsar diya, to maine kaha tha ki mera sapna hai ki hawai chappal pehenne wala bhi hawai safar kar sake. Is sapne ko pura karne ke liye bahut zaruri tha ki desh mein naye naye airport banaye jaye. साल 2014 में हमारे देश में सिर्फ 74 एयरपोर्ट थे. आज भारत में एयरपोर्ट की संख्या 160 को पार कर गई है. जब देश के छोटे छोटे शहरों में एयरपोर्ट बनते हैं तो वहां के लोगों को हवाई सफर के लिए विकल्प मिलने लगता है. और इसमें भी पैसे की मुश्किल कम करने के लिए हमने उड़ान योजना शुरू की ताकि सस्ते में लोगों को हवाई जहाज का टिकट मिल पाए. उड़ान योजना की वजह से बीते दशक में लाखों लोगों ने पहली बार हवाई सफर किया.
Dr. Goel, we just heard the Prime Minister talking about the Udaan scheme. So, to date, the Udaan scheme has facilitated over 1 crore 56 lakh passengers through 3,23,000 flights. How has it bridged the gap between Bharat and India and made the dream of affordable air travel a reality for the common man in less than a decade?
You see, earlier, India or Indian aviation was limited to the commercial hubs of all the states like Delhi, Mumbai, Madras, Chennai, Calcutta, Hyderabad, Bangalore. So, some of the major cities. But lot of areas in the northeast, in the central part of Madhya Pradesh, in Bihar, were not connected. And with the result, those people had to suffer. They produce, used not be able to reach the markets on time and used to get spoiled. So the Udaan scheme has been a game changer. You see, this Udaan scheme, when it came into inception, the whole idea was that first government of India had told the big players in the market that you have to go to the secondary cities. But it was not viable for them with big planes, and some of the airports were not capable of handling those planes. So government started the Udaan scheme, which was basically a viability gap funding scheme. For example, the direct operating cost between point A to point B is 10,000 rupees, but the fare they are charging is 8,000 rupees or 5,000 rupees. So whatever the difference is, the government was giving on the condition that they operate that route on a regular basis. So altogether, government had given about 1,100 operational licenses, out of which more than 50%, about 550 to 560 routes are already operationable. And in all those remote areas, the economy has changed. For example, in the airports, you see you need security people, local people get jobs, you need air traffic controllers, you need loaders, you need porters. And to connect the airport to the hotel or to the city, you need transport services. Right. So a lot of new jobs are created.
Initially, the Udaan scheme was launched with a 10-year vision to connect Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities. Now, the government has decided to continue it beyond April 2027, and it will focus on connecting hilly, northeastern and aspirational regions. And the network will be extended to 120 new destinations. So, how do you see this extension and why is it needed?
Today, India has become the fastest growing economy. And there are a lot of other factors. There's road connectivity has improved. There are 35 kilometers of road being built every day. 16 to 17 kilometers of railroads are being. And similarly, our airport infrastructure from more than doubled. So with the result that this scheme has already been very successful. So naturally, if the scheme is successful, then it has to be extended to other remote areas. And there's a demand from members of parliament, from chief ministers of various states, that their remote areas also need to be connected. So with the result, our government is only fulfilling the demand of the people so that they also benefit and jobs are also created in those areas, so that people are not running into the cities and there is a migration problem in the country. So this is also solving the migration problem.
Udaan scheme operates on a market-driven model. Can you explain how this model works and how has it helped in bringing the underserved and unserved regions on the air travel map of the country?
Earlier, as I mentioned, that air travel was only in the main metros. But now, this scheme not only acts to bring the remote areas into the cities, but it also adds as a feeder into the main metros, to the scheduled bigger airlines. So, all over the world, whether it is America or it is China or it is Canada, you have commuter airlines. But no one was coming forward for these commuter airlines. So the government had to step in. And slowly, some routes have become so profitable that they no longer need subsidies. But the government is doing a very good thing by bringing more areas which have not been under the scheme into the Udaan scheme.
The Udaan scheme, it operates on whether it is a central government or it is the state governments. All of them are giving certain concessions and, like you mentioned, subsidies for the airlines to make this whole operation viable. Can you explain to us a little more about that?
The DOC of an airline, which is the direct operating cost, a lot of it is on fuel. 25% to 30% of the operating cost of an airline is the fuel. So a lot of states have started giving subsidy on fuel, or just they have reduced the GST and the taxes on fuel, ATF, aviation turbine fuel, to 1% or 2%. And there, wherever they have done this, the connectivity has improved in those states or in those areas. And secondly, what has happened is that smaller airlines have come into play. Except apart from these bigger airlines, a lot of small regional players have come into play. And a lot of state governments are also supporting some of these regional players to connect their tourist spots or to connect their pilgrimage spots or to connect under Krishi Udaan scheme to connect the producers of farm products or fruits to the markets. So this scheme is working in a very win-win situation.
Since you have mentioned the Krishi Udaan scheme, so it's very clear that the Udaan scheme is not only meant for the to fulfill the aspirations of people belonging to tier 2, tier 3 cities or those belonging to the remote parts of the country. It also has another angle, which is the how it supports the agriculture sector of our country. So can you explain to us what this Krishi Udaan scheme is and how does it support the agriculture sector?
For example, in the northeast, particularly let us say Meghalaya or some other, they produce a lot of fruits or flowers, orchids, like Arunachal.
Yes.
They produce a lot of orchids. Now, they cannot be transported by land because you need air-conditioned containers and which are not available. And they perish or they get spoilt. So, after the Udaan scheme, the farmers have benefited, the horticulturists who were producing flowers have benefited, and they have been able to take their produce into the market. That is why you will see that the prosperity is not limited to the cities alone now. The rural area of India is also getting prosperous. And the air connectivity under the Udaan scheme has played a very important role, apart from the rail connectivity and road connectivity.
You were earlier talking about the economic effect, or rather the economic impact of the Udaan scheme. So I would like to talk a little more in detail about that. So how has this scheme contributed to not just tourism, trade and the local economic development, but how has it made things like education and health care services more accessible to those who are living in far-flung areas or in tier 2, tier 3 cities or even remote areas?
Medical colleges or universities are there in the main cities. They're not in the remote areas. Now, for students to come to these areas was not accessible. And now people from those remote areas can come under the Udaan scheme and reach these places. So it is benefiting not only education, it is benefiting health and it is benefiting medical emergencies. Because if there is an accident, now you have an air service which can connect or take people and save a lot
air
of
ambulances.
Lives. Air ambulances, which can save a lot of lives. Not only this, it has resulted in employment generation. Because as I mentioned earlier, that when the airport comes up, you need a lot of people. And then transport industry also comes up. Then hotels, small hotels and motels come up. Then these hotels, motels also give jobs for someone who's supplying eggs, vegetable, meat, housekeeping, security, cleanliness, gardeners. So it really helps the entire economy. And I think one of the reasons why our economy is the fastest growing economy in the world is our connectivity. And Udaan connectivity has played a very important role. And that is why I'm thankful to the government that they are increasing this to further remote areas. And that will again give a further impetus to our economic growth and our development.
As you just rightly said, that India is the fastest growing economy in the world. Even our domestic aviation industry is also on a very fast track. So before we go any further, let's listen to what Prime Minister Narendra Modi said on the domestic aviation sector.
हमारी उड़ान योजना की सक्सेस इंडियन सिविल एविएशन का एक गोल्डन चैप्टर है. इस योजना के तहत 15 मिलियन से ज्यादा यात्रियों को सस्ती एयर ट्रैवल की सुविधा मिली है. हमारी एयरलाइंस भी लगातार डबल डिजिट ग्रोथ हासिल कर रही है. भारत और विदेशी एयरलाइंस को मिलाकर हर साल करीब 24 करोड़ यात्री 240 मिलियन पैसेंजर्स हमारे यहां उड़ान भरते हैं और 2030 तक ये संख्या 50 करोड़ 500 मिलियन पैसेंजर तक पहुंचने की संभावना है. साथियों, केवल आंकड़े नहीं है, ये नए भारत के पोटेंशियल की एक झलक है और भारत अपने इस पोटेंशियल को मैक्सिमाइज करने के लिए फ्यूचरिस्टिक रोडमैप पर काम कर रहा है. आज भारत दुनिया का तीसरा सबसे बड़ा डोमेस्टिक एविएशन मार्केट है.
Dr. Goyal, we just heard the Prime Minister. He mentioned that today India is the third largest domestic aviation market in the world. So what kind of an impact has Udaan created on the civil aviation industry in the country in terms of promoting new regional airlines, as you were mentioning, and also in terms of, you know, fueling the demand for new aircraft?
Well, today India has placed the largest number of orders. We have more than 1,000 planes orders in the pipeline. So when all these planes arrive, and a lot of other smaller planes are also on order, and smaller planes are on order mainly for the Udaan scheme. And not only this, it's we have more helicopters coming into play, and also seaplanes are coming.
And if I'm not wrong, all this is part of the Udaan scheme.
Yes, the Udaan
scheme under the umbrella.
Yeah, under the umbrella. And earlier only the helicopter Corporation of India was owning helicopters. Today there are a lot of private players. To Matna Vaishno Devi, there are private players. For Chardham Yatra, there are a lot of players in the market. So a lot of these players have come into the market to help. As a result of the aviation and Udaan scheme policies of the government, and also the import policies of the government, have benefited the aviation industry. The MRO sector is also coming up, which is maintenance and repair sector. A lot of international companies like Boeing and Airbus are setting up facilities in India.
So, Dr. Goyal, to date, 649 routes have been operationalized, connecting 93 unserved and underserved airports, including 15 heliports and 2 water aerodromes. However, Dr. Goyal, the fact is also that some routes have been discontinued. What are the reasons for this, and what are the key challenges in sustaining routes?
See, any new project has a lot of challenges. So, Udaan scheme also had a lot of challenges in the beginning, but they are being ironed out. First challenge was that from the airport in the secondary 2-tier and 3-tier cities, there was no road connectivity to the hotels or to other areas. That was one big challenge. The second challenge was that they were not marketed properly. A lot of people were not aware that the air service is starting, and entrepreneurs started the service and started advertising after that. So it is a highly capital intensive industry. So even with the incentives, we were not viable. Third was that some of the incentives that had to be given by the central or the state government were taking a lot of time because of red tape and bureaucracy. So with the result, people could not sustain. So some small players like Zoom Air and all discontinued the routes. But new players have come into the market, and it is a very viable sector, and it is a very progressive sector, and people are investing in this sector, and because of the government's policies and incentives, I think this sector is bound to grow in leaps and bounds.
Dr. Goyal, thank you so much for coming to Akashvani Studios and sharing your views on the Udaan scheme.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on 9 years of Udaan scheme, India's soaring aviation sector. The participants were Dr. Subhash Goyal, Chairman, Aviation and Tourism Committee, Indian Chamber of Commerce, and Anubha Rohatogi, Anchor. This program is produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.
Spotlight.